CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business, or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you can check out my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have in the United States and once in a while even outside. Right now, we're looking for a sales coordinator who can do appointments for our sales guys anywhere in the country except California, New York, or New Jersey, preferably continental United States, but could be anywhere. Good salary plus benefits and incentives. So if you're interested, just get me a resume. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and that's exactly what they are, you can go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process. Type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and you will get my political thought of the day. And every day there's something new there. If you're interested in our growing business, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog. Again, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you'll get my home-related blog postings. And by the way, if you need to move anywhere in your city or across the country or anywhere, actually, we work all over the United States. We can help you sell a home. We can help you buy a home. We can get you a mortgage. And by the way, when we help you with buying or selling a home, you get a cash back reward. So for working with us, and it could be thousands of dollars, so that's a good thing. Household goods at discounts, good rates for mortgages. We can help you dispose of things you want to get rid of. And believe me, people probably need to get rid of stuff when they move. But if you need help moving, just go on ParagonHomeResources.com, fill in the information sheet, and you'll be hearing from a home resources coordinator who will work with you to manage your move. If you are just dying to catch up on my radio show, if you've missed any, you can go to TalkZone.com, and you will see all of my podcasts hung there, and you can listen to any of the shows that you have missed. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming. And in this case, the train is another federal government program at taxpayer expense. Again, this is a business show, but unfortunately, what happens in Washington, D.C. does not stay in Washington, D.C. It impacts all of us. So the latest government program, and you know, you might think, well, gee, this is a good thing, okay, because they have allocated money to protect houses of worship from terrorism. So, obviously, churches, temples, mosques, in some cases, have been targets of terrorism. And, of course, when it happens, it's a terrible thing, no doubt about it. However, at first blush, and this is the beginning of this program, but I know the end of this story, they've allocated or they put out $500 million. And houses of worship can apply for grants of up to $450,000 each that they can use for staffing, they can use for fencing, they can use for security equipment, you know, in essence, to harden their facility. And while I agree, frankly, that churches, temples, and mosques need to harden their facilities, and again, I'm a devout Christian Catholic or Catholic Christian, depending on how you want to see it, so I'm not anti-religion. This is not an atheist talking. I have to wonder why the members of that particular congregation or parish shouldn't be paying for the security, because I know where this story is going. It starts at $500 million, and before we know it, we have a $10 billion program. You have to realize, folks, in Washington, D.C., $1 billion of our money is just chump change. You know, I watch C-SPAN all the time, and I hear these politicians, both parties, by the way, this is a bipartisan rant. I hear politicians all the time talk about, you know, $5 billion for this, $10 billion for that, $20 billion for this. Folks, we're $30 trillion in debt with no end in sight and no way to pay back this money. And so, assuming the country doesn't go bankrupt first, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren will be dead. At least I'll be dead. And in the wall, I won't have to worry about it so much, I don't think. But certainly, future generations, at some point, folks, the bubble will burst. We can't keep adding these programs. You know, I have to tell you, we're in Texas a lot because my son lives there and his family. Anyway, there are mega churches there. I mean, in Texas, they don't show real estate on a Sunday really much before 2 o'clock. Because Texas is the Bible Belt. People actually go to church in Texas, and they are mega churches. Even the Catholic churches are humongous in Texas. The typical Catholic church in a lot of places, you know, might hold, 500 people, maybe 1,000 people. In Texas, these churches are 1,500 people and up because they are mega churches. Anyway, when we were there not too long ago, we went to the local Catholic church in Frisco near where my son lives. Beautiful church, by the way. Huge. Parking lot completely full. And we noticed as we went into the church, there were 4 or 5 guys dressed in suits. They looked like FBI agents, and they had earpieces in their ears. Well, folks, I hate to tell you, but those guys were paid guns because in Texas, these mega churches have security, and I know they're packing heat because in Texas, everybody owns guns anyway. They are packing heat, and if anybody makes trouble, that day will be that person's last. He will see the devil that day. Okay, so clearly, I think at this point, to add a new federal government program, no matter how worthwhile, and it is worthwhile, folks. We've seen the terrible incidents of terrorism in churches, in temples, and I guess perhaps in mosques, although I don't know of any in mosques in the United States, but we certainly seen these acts of terrorism in churches and in temples, Jewish temples, and it is a tragedy when it happens. But I think that at that point, the parishes, the congregations, they need to donate the money to put the security in, to hire the security. I know we went to church in California, last Christmas or maybe 2 Christmases ago, Catholic Church. And for Christmas service, they did have security at the door. Well, I got to tell you, folks, I think that there's a little bit of, how can I put this? They don't normally have security when we go to this particular church in California. We do go to church in Arizona sometimes when we're in Arizona. We're usually either in Reno where we live and we go to church there, or we're in California sometimes, or we're in Arizona sometimes, or we're in Dallas sometimes. And depending on where we are, we will go to church. And I know a friend of mine, for example, in Reno, he's on the board of directors of a Christian church, a big one. And both he and his wife, when they go to church, they carry their guns. And so they just do. And my friend, he is determined that nothing's going to happen on his watch. And his wife has a little derringer that she keeps in her purse. So look, I think that churches and temples in particular, perhaps mosques, maybe they're just a little bit too open. You know, one of the things that maybe should be happening is that once, and Catholics are notorious for this, by the way, once service begins, the doors are locked and you can only open them out. You can't open them coming in. And if you don't get there at 9 o'clock or whatever it is when the service is supposed to start, you don't get in. So maybe there are just some very simple things that can be done to protect houses of worship that are just common sense and that recognize that they're in a high threat environment, and you really can't assume that any church or any temple is safe because there are lunatics. The devil is at work, folks. I believe when these things happen, it's the hand of the devil. I really do. And these are either atheists that, you know, hate religion, hate God, or they don't believe in God, or they're just terrorists, you know, out to wreak havoc, which of course tells me they don't believe in God anyway. And so I think that churches and temples and mosques need to do whatever is necessary to harden their sites at their expense. I know I would donate money to make sure that the churches we go to are secure. I don't want to see any horrible thing happen at any of the churches that we sometimes attend. And so, you know, I think at this point, to have a new federal government program, and you know, one of the problems with all of this, we always talk about separation of church and state. We can't fund school choice. We can't give money to parents who are sending their kids to Christian or Catholic schools. Well, obviously, if we can give taxpayer money to secure these facilities, then why can't we give taxpayer money to fund school choice? There's a certain hypocrisy in all of this, because clearly Catholic schools, Christian schools need to be protected. So it doesn't make any sense that you can use federal government taxpayer money to fund security for religious organizations, but you can't use taxpayer money to fund school choice. It's not logical. Stay tuned. There's more CEO Business Mind straight ahead.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
This is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. I have been watching the confirmation hearings for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden's nominee to serve on the Supreme Court. And I have to tell you, personally, I love this woman. She's brilliant. She's incredibly smart. She's articulate. I love her family. I love her values. I love everything about her, except the problem is she's a socialist. And as a result, she will be a reliable vote, on the liberal side of the Supreme Court. And by the way, this has nothing to do with her being black. In fact, that's the best part about it. She'll be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. So please don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. This has nothing to do with her being black or being a woman. The reality is that because of her left-wing ideology, she will vote to limit First and Second Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, our gun rights. They just do. This is what socialists do. She is not only pro-abortion, she supports abortion right up until birth and even after. Well, how can someone who's pro-life in the Senate vote for any judge who is so pro-abortion that she supports abortion right up until birth and even after? And this is history, folks. This is her judicial history. She's ruled in more than 500 cases. And so we know where she's going. Plus, she believes in a living constitution. What does that mean? It means that rather than interpreting the constitution as it was written, in 1789, she believes that the constitution is a living document to be interpreted any way the judges feel to do so. What that means is it doesn't matter what the laws are that are passed by the Congress and signed by the president. It makes the Supreme Court a third legislature, or a second, well, third if you count House of Representatives and the Senate. And now you have a Supreme Court that's legislating from the bench. That is not what justices on the Supreme Court are supposed to do. And because she believes in a living constitution rather than the constitution as was written by our founders, that means that she will vote any way she wants to change the laws of our country without reference to what happens in the Congress, without reference to laws that the president signs. And so I have a real problem, with her. She's also soft on crime. There were several pornography cases where she didn't give the pornographers, I guess, the sentences that were recommended by prosecutors. She brought the sentences way down to not only minimums, but sometimes below minimums. There are other instances that would indicate to us that she's soft on crime. And so here we have another big government socialist who's being appointed. She is, but Let me be clear. She's incredibly qualified. There is no doubt in my mind. The woman has incredible qualifications. I love her family story. It's an American dream story. You know, her parents were school teachers in the South. Eventually, her father became an attorney. She has one brother who I think is a cop. She has another brother who was the chief of police in Miami or someplace in the South. Wonderful family story. Beautiful kids. Husband, the whole, she's got the whole package, no doubt about it. And of the socialists that Biden could have picked, of any color, you know, she certainly meets the qualifications. But the reality is, it doesn't really matter who Biden would have picked, because the profile would have been the same. They will vote to limit our freedoms, because that's what socialists do. They will vote for big government programs to support. They will vote against business, because that's what big government socialists typically do. You know, oh, by the way, she also believes in critical race theory and 1619 Project, which are nothing short of Marxist, racist, revisionist, fake history that should not be taught in our public schools. I'm so thankful that many of the red states in particular have banned CRT and 1619 Project from being taught in public schools. And we're fighting that battle right now in Reno, Nevada. It's being fought in other states because woke school boards are insisting on a social justice curriculum that is predicated on critical race theory and 1619 Project, which teaches kids to hate each other, which is a recipe for civil strife in the future, and calls all white people oppressors. Come on, folks. It's ridiculous. But she believes in this sort of thing. And so, you know, putting someone on the court, and again, I don't care that she's black. I don't care that she's a woman. In fact, those are the things I like about her. I love her family. I love that she's smart. I love all of that. But the reality is, putting her on the court, she's wrong on the issues. And so why would any Republican in particular, who's very pro-life, vote for any nominee who supports abortion right up until birth? And, you know, what's funny about it is she says she believes in God. She's a Protestant. She says she's definitely religious. Well, I don't know how anybody who believes in God can support abortion infanticide. I'm sorry. I just don't know how you get there. And so I look at this and I wonder how any Republican can vote for her. Now, she is qualified, no doubt about it. She's probably better than many that Biden might have appointed, at least in terms of her credentials. So in that sense, it's a good thing. It's good that she's a black woman. I get that. I get all of that. Although I must say, you know, we get to this notion of appointments that need to be the face of America. Well, that's all good. I like that, you know, in terms of demographics. African Americans in our country make up 13% of the population. Hispanics are 26%. So logically, if we're going to do the face of America, since we already have one Supreme Court Justice, Clarence Thomas, who happens to be a black male devout Catholic that they don't count, there is someone who's black on the Supreme Court. It might have made more sense to appoint another Hispanic if we're worried about the face of America, because we only have one, Sotomayor. And so, of course, she's a liberal. Now, the reality is Judge Jackson won't change the makeup of the court. She's replacing a socialist. She's a socialist. So you're replacing one socialist with another socialist. Her vote isn't going to change the 6-3 conservative majority. So I guess it doesn't really matter, except that, you know, I look at this and I say, well, if you're a Republican in the Senate, how can you vote for this woman knowing what you know about her judicial history, knowing what you know about what her positions are and the way she's likely to vote? And folks, listening to the hearings, and God, she's smart, no doubt about it. Listening to the hearings, you think, oh my God, this is going to be incredible. This woman's going to be incredible. She's going to be incredible. And she's going to do what's right. She's going to vote, you know, in accordance with the Constitution. Well, unfortunately, she has a judicial history of more than 500 cases. She has all kinds of writings that she has written that tell us she's very pro-abortion. She's very pro-criminal. She's soft on crime. And so I look, and then there's the whole issue of CRT. She supports critical race theory and 1619 Project. And we're going to see some of those cases end up in the Supreme Court, no doubt, because there's going to be lawsuits and litigation coming out of all of that related to our public schools. And so, you know, I look at this and I know that she's a predictable socialist vote. And I know the president gets to choose whoever he wants. That's the right of the president. However, I also know that Republicans shouldn't be voting. And by the way, Democrats do not vote for Republican nominees. They just don't. And so when you look at the Kavanaugh circus or the Barrett, you know, craziness, or the, who's the other one? The one that Trump, the three that Trump nominated, the Democrats put those people through hell. It was shameful that the proceedings, the confirmation proceedings, were nothing short of disgraceful and shameful. Fortunately, that's not going to happen this time, because the Republicans are not animals, and the Democrats literally acted like savage animals frothing at the mouth during the Kavanaugh hearing. And for Amy Coney Barrett, and for the other one, I can't remember his name now, the third one, the three that Trump nominated. But the point is, you know, fortunately, the hearings will be civilized. And even though there will be hard questions for Judge Jackson, she's not going to be brutalized the way Kavanaugh in particular, and Barrett, who was chastised for being Catholic. They were all chastised for being Catholic. Can you believe that? And so if you're Catholic, and because you might be pro-life in your personal beliefs, according to Democrats, you're not allowed to serve on the Supreme Court. So in any case, I remember Feinstein, who's still sitting there, saying to Amy Coney Barrett, you know, how can you serve on the court? You believe in a dogma, the Catholic religion, that is inconsistent with the Constitution. Come on. It was ridiculous, those hearings. So we're watching this, and I'm watching the judge, and she will be confirmed. We'll be back with more after a quick break.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind, the second half of our show. Again, if you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just Google CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email information. If you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings that are informational on starting and running a business going back many years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can check out some of the job openings that we might have somewhere in the country and sometimes even outside. Right now, we're looking for a sales coordinator. Anywhere in the continental United States except California, New Jersey, or New York. Those are no-go zones for employment purposes. There's good reasons for not hiring people in those states. But anyway, it's a good base salary plus incentives and benefits. And if you're interested, just get me a resume. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com. Same process, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings, usually every day, because there is some interesting topic that I write on pretty much every day. If you're interested in our growing business, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com, look for the line that says blog. Click on it. And by the way, in reference to Paragon Home Resources, shortly, you're going to be able to shop on our marketplace, the Paragon Home Marketplace, for great deals. We're putting in place a whole bunch of companies that are going to offer great deals through our company, and you'll be able to shop on our website. It's really fun. This is the most fun thing I've done in a long time. If you need to move anywhere in the country, across the street, across town, or around the whole country, we work all over the United States. We can help you sell a home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can help you get a mortgage. We can help you move your household goods and or discard a lot of the things you probably need to get rid of. If you just go on our website at paragonhomeresources.com, fill out the information sheet, and we will get you a home resources coordinator to work with you and handle your move seamlessly. There are no fees involved. You just pay normal real estate commission, although we give a bunch of that back to you. You pay typical discounted household goods. But anyway, if you need to move, just go on paragonhomeresources.com and fill in the information sheet, and we'll get you a home resources coordinator to coordinate all aspects of your move. If you've missed any of my shows, my pearls of wisdom, you can go to talkzone.com, and all of my podcasts are hung there, and you can catch up on any shows that you might have missed. So for this third segment of our show, I want to talk about the refugee crisis in Europe. You know, not since World War II have we seen 3 million or more, and it's growing every day, 3 million or more refugees, in this case, coming out of Ukraine, going into Poland and Moldova and the Czech Republic, and all of the countries surrounding Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, they're all over the place. And so these poor people are leaving Ukraine with the hope, by the way, of going back one day. And we'll just have to see how that goes. But in many cases, they're women and children, and their husbands and or fathers, grandfathers, they're remaining behind to fight in Ukraine. Sadly, many of those men that are remaining behind to fight in Ukraine may very well be killed by the Russians because they're, you know, in mortal combat in attempting to push back the Russians, which, by the way, what's happening in Ukraine is nothing short of war crimes. Putin and all of his buddies should be prosecuted for war crimes for what they are doing. They're killing civilians. They're destroying hospitals and schools. We haven't seen anything like this since Hitler. And folks, you know, I'm going to be very clear here. The Russian people, one way or another, need to take down Putin because we know the end of this story. We saw it in World War II. And, you know, hopefully we're not moving toward a third world war because the progression of events that seems to be happening in Ukraine, and if we follow the lessons of history, could tell us that this thing could explode and could grow bigger. All the Russians have to do is fire a missile into Poland or any one of the Baltic countries. And that's it, folks. Then we're on the hook. We're in World War III because we would have to respond in kind. And all of a sudden, you know, even a conventional missile, the whole thing could go nuclear. So it's a horrible thing. But in the meantime, we have these refugees, and many of them are not going back to Ukraine in many instances. And so the question is, how do we help them? What do we do with them? Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to seize Russian assets wherever they exist in the world. That includes the assets of the oligarchs that are billionaires with these big yachts and anything Russian bank money, anything that we can get our hands on. Because at the end of the day, those monies need to be used to support these refugees and also to support Ukraine in their fight against the Russians. So we got to pull that money from Russia. It's good that we, the United States, stop buying oil from Russia. We don't need it. We can pump our own oil. It's ridiculous that Biden is like a beggar for oil with Iran and other countries, Venezuela, when we're sitting on all the oil we could possibly need in the United States. We have to be energy independent as part of this crisis. If this doesn't demonstrate anything, it should demonstrate that the United States must be energy independent. It's absurd that Biden stopped all of that. We were energy independent when Trump was president, and now all of a sudden Biden is president and we're not energy independent. So anyway, specific to these refugees, it seems to me that if these refugees have relatives in the United States, they should be given permanent visas to come to the United States if they have sponsor relatives in our country. We have to take our share of these Ukrainians into the United States. Now, many of them do not want to leave the surrounding countries because they are assuming that when this mess is over in Ukraine, and hopefully it will be over soon, although I don't know, this could go on for months, that they're going to be able to go home. Well, the problem is they may not have a home to go to because the Russians are leveling these cities. They're bombing the apartment buildings, in many cases, that these people lived in. So it could very well be that many of these refugees are never going home. And then the real issue is if the husbands, the fathers, the grandfathers are killed, and now what you have is a widow with children, going home to what? It could be that a lot of their family is murdered by the Russians. And so we have to think, we need a plan. Now, honestly, folks, this is one of those cases where if the United Nations has any value at all, they need to appoint a refugee czar, if you want to call it that, to coordinate what's going to happen for these refugees around the world. And so at the end of the day, any of these people that have relatives in any country, they should be sent to receiving relatives in that country. We need to facilitate that, airlifts or however we get it done. But if they have relatives that will sponsor them in any country in the world, we need to get them to their relatives so at least they've got people that they can presumably stay with or at least connect with. And so, we're going to have to provide help. And I think it's really critical that we seize Russian assets so the American taxpayer is not necessarily on the hook, or frankly, the taxpayers of any of these countries. We can take money from Russia. We have the means to do it. And, we need to use those monies. The United Nations needs to set up some sort of a refugee fund with the Russian monies that come from oligarchs, the Russian oligarchs that own these incredible yachts and God knows what else, villas in Italy and Monaco and Nice and places like that. All of those need to be confiscated and sold so that we can set up a refugee fund to help these poor people. And they're going to need help for years to come. And so, as usual, I see the American taxpayer on the hook if we don't take proactive action in putting an appropriate plan in place. And, if the United States has to contribute some to this, that's fine. But not until all the Russian money that we can confiscate from the oligarchs, from the Russian government, from Russian companies, the monies that they have overseas, we need to confiscate those monies. And the United Nations needs to set up a refugee fund that presumably is managed by someone who's not corrupt. And, that's a whole other story. We don't want Bill Clinton involved. We don't want the Clinton Initiative involved because we know what their story is. We certainly don't want the Biden crime family involved, because they will skim money off the top. We know how that works. We've seen that before. So it's just going to be really critical that the United Nations put a plan in place to deal with these poor people. We can't not have an organized plan when you're dealing with 3 million or more. Somebody said there's as many as 10 million coming out of Ukraine. Well, the country has 40 million people. If all of a sudden the country of 10 million people cross that border and they end up in these countries surrounding it, there is no way those countries can absorb the numbers that we're talking about. It's virtually impossible. And so we're going to have a refugee plan. It's a crisis in Europe, what's going on. Not just the fact that Ukraine is being destroyed, but you've got displacement of peoples like we haven't seen since World War II. This is Hitler all over again, folks. We know the end of this story. It did not end well. And so at the end of the day, millions of people died, about 85 million in World War II, between what the Japanese did and what the Germans did. We're seeing it all over again. Stick around. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind with the fourth and final segment of our show today. You know, I'm watching what's happening as a former history teacher, and I'm watching the Chinese talk about the establishment of a new world order with them at the center of it. And I look at this from a historical perspective and I say, not so fast. I don't know if that's going to happen. Let me tell you why. You know, one of the things that we've seen with the crisis in Ukraine is the power of the United States when combined with the EU in particular, the European Union, and the financial power that we have. Because at the end of the day, the sanctions that are going against Russia are going to destroy the Russian economy. I mean, destroy it. The ruble, Russian ruble, has fallen to nothing. It's worth peanuts. Their stock market has collapsed. Their banking system is collapsing. And frankly, it is amazing to me. Now, I knew that our financial system, our banking system, the dollar was the predominant currency in the world. I knew all of that. But I don't think I've ever really seen it in action as to what will happen if the United States doesn't like you anymore. And if all of a sudden you're persona non grata, in other words, in this case, Russia is a pariah nation, and we have turned all the levers of power. Now, I think Biden did it a little too slowly, which hasn't helped the situation. But nevertheless, when you see the levers of power that the United States, when combined with the EU, can turn on, in this case, a country, it's devastating. I mean, we're destroying the Russian economy. And what's important to know, the only reason Russia is important at all is because they have nuclear weapons. They have an economy for a huge country that's double the size and land of the United States. They have an economy the size of France. And so the notion that we are destroying that economy and that the average Russian on the street is going to feel intense pain from what their president has done to Ukraine. They really need to take Putin down. There's not going to be any other solution until they get rid of him. But in the meantime, I'm watching all of this. So I look at China, for example. And so China's friends are China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. That's it. Now, they buy some friends in Africa and South America, but with the exception of Brazil, maybe Argentina, but mostly Brazil, there are no powerhouse nations in Africa, a little bit South Africa, but in Africa or in South America. So even though China attempts to buy friends there by building different projects and this and that as part of their Belt and Road, whatever the hell they call it, they're not getting much. And so when you look at the combined economic power of the United States and the EU, it's double the size of the Chinese economy. Russia is an economic basket case. North Korea is an economic basket case. Iran is a pariah nation with oil. So they, once their oil starts pumping, they'll have a few bucks, but they're not a huge economy. The countries in South America or in Africa don't provide them anything per se, a little bit with Brazil, maybe, if they can buy off Brazil. But, you know, the notion that China is going to become the epicenter of the world. Look, what I see from all of this is we have to bring critical industries home from China. And it's really easy to do. All we have to do is impose tariffs on goods made in China. and provide tax incentives for companies to manufacture in the United States. Those 70,000 factories that were closed in the last 20 years, those 5 million jobs that went to China, we can bring those jobs back to the United States. And it's not just about the jobs, okay? It's about critical manufacturing. We can't be dependent. Today, 70 or 80% of our pharmaceuticals, probably the generic drugs that many of us take, are made in China. Well, imagine if China said one day, sorry, folks, we're not sending you your blood pressure pills, or we're not sending you your cholesterol pills, or a million other things that we all take. We can't be dependent on another country for critical things. And, you know, what we're seeing here is the impact of the global economy that we thought when Nixon went to China, we thought in 1972, we thought American companies, they looked at the potential for a billion consumers in China. And American companies thought, gosh, look at the money we could make. Look at the business we could do. And because American companies are focused on the quarter rather than the long-term picture, they gave China their technology. It was either given or stolen. And so now China is competing with them. They were, to be candid, pretty stupid, I think. So you have companies, you know, like Caterpillar and Alstom and Siemens. They gave them their earth mover technology. They gave them their high-speed train technology. And now the Chinese are the number two or number three producers of those items in the world, competing with the very same companies with their technology. And that's the tip of the iceberg. Every company that went to do business in China was forced to provide China their technology. And so at the end of the day, you know, we have big companies that were very short-sighted, but now we have to bring it all back, folks. And we thought, by the way, that by creating an integrated global economy, that at the end of the day, we'd have a peaceful world. Well, really? Do we have a peaceful world today? We have China threatening Taiwan. And that could be even as bad or worse than Ukraine if they attack. You see what's happening in Europe with Ukraine. We've had war after war in the Middle East. So how has creating an integrated global economy provided us a more peaceful world? It hasn't. It's been great for the military-industrial complex because there are many companies around the world who produce various armaments, who've made billions and billions and billions of dollars off of all these wars that never seem to end. But how has that been good in the broader scheme of things in terms of keeping peace? All I know is we have got to bring critical industries home. We have to do that by tariffs. Now, keep in mind, and this is really the way to bring down the communist regime. You know, the thing that the communists in China fear most is instability. If all of a sudden they have millions of people that are unemployed in China because we have brought those industries back to the United States, well, they're not going to be really happy with their communist Chinese rulers because they have traded their freedom for some sort of economic security. If that economic security goes away because all of a sudden we're not producing in China anymore. You know, it's funny. The Cadillac CT6 Electric is made in China. They're importing it into the United States. They had a state-of-the-art plant in Michigan, in Detroit, that was being used to build these Cadillacs. Well, they've shut that plant down. They literally took out blocks of a city in Detroit to redevelop it for this GM plant. Today, General Motors has many more employees in China than they have in the United States. After the bailout, we gave them billions of dollars. They laid off 30,000 people in the United States. Those jobs all went to China or maybe Mexico. And so the key here is we've got to bring heavy-duty manufacturing back to the United States. You know, not everybody goes to college, folks. We've got plenty of people on welfare who could take those jobs. And so we have to create incentives for people to take jobs and not be on welfare. But we have to have the jobs to give them. And so there could be jobs in heavy-duty manufacturing. You know, what good is electric cars when solar and wind turbines are made in China? The solar panels are made in China. The wind turbines are made in China. They're not made in the United States. They were at some point years ago, but all of those industries moved to China. So the Green New Deal is a wonderful thing for China. They haven't agreed to maintain their carbon levels at anything even close to where we are today. And so they're still building coal-fired plants because they have coal. The only way for China to be energy independent is to build nuclear and coal-fired plants, because otherwise they have to buy oil, they have to buy natural gas. They're not rich in energy. They're just not. They have to buy it. So rather than buy it, they will build more. They are building more coal-fired plants. They are building nuclear plants. That's the only way for them to be energy independent. So for us to preach the Green New Deal and not take advantage, you know, Biden talks about Made in America. Well, that's good. I support Made in America. The biggest Made in America is our energy industry. It's oil. It's natural gas. I mean, natural gas is really, and we have trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. We have enough to last 200 years. It's the bridge to the future, because wind and solar alone are not going to power our country. They just can't. And so it might have to be hydrogen. It's going to have to be nuclear, maybe other technologies that are carbon free. But natural gas is very, very clean relatively. And so we should be promoting natural gas. We have to be energy independent. We have to develop all of our industries, oil, gas, natural gas, fracking, nuclear, so that we can be the arsenal of energy. You know, during World War II, we were known as the arsenal of democracy because, you know, we shipped arms, weapons all over the world to fight World War II. We still may have to do that. But at the same time, we need to be the arsenal of energy so that we can ship energy to all of the democracies that need it, particularly in Europe, where they're not energy rich. The fact that they're dependent on Russia is crazy. Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, when they started to build these pipelines from Russia to Europe for gas and oil, she was totally opposed because she saw what would come, what we have today in terms of Germany with 60% of their energy coming from Russia. Are they crazy? They don't have one liquefied natural gas terminal in Germany on any of their coasts. Can you imagine that? We could be shipping them liquefied natural gas, and we can supply, we can create jobs in our country. We can supply Germany with all the natural gas they could possibly need. They don't need to be dependent on Russia. And so we need smart politicians, folks, to be America first politicians. That's where we need to go. That's the new world order. We're out of time, folks, but I'll be back next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.